Okay, we are continuing in Daf Reish Samach Dalet, Shaar HaBitochen, Perek Shvi, the 7th chapter in Shaar HaBitochen, Daf Reish Samach Dalet. Vekivan Sheishlamnu B'Shaar Zeh, as we had finished in this gate of Bitochen, Masha Hoiroi Loi, which was appropriate to be said according our Hasoga. In other words, as much we were capable of explaining the Midah of Bitochen so far, it's appropriate now to explain Mafsida Bitochen Belokim, the disadvantage, how much you lose if you don't have Bitochen Elohim. And what makes a person lose bitochen? The Chovis Avovas has this way of explaining all the things which he is explaining. He always explains the advantage of having this midah, of this one, of that, of bitochen, whatever it is, of Eiris Hashem, and he gives us the way of acquiring this midah and what will be the benefit of the midah and so on. Then he says, what will be if you don't have the midah, what will be your disadvantages if you don't have it? In other words, Bechlal, the Chovis Avovas Bechlal, goes in a shita, which is the famous point of the entire book of Chovis Avovas, is called Sefer HaChassidim. Chovis Avovas is the book of Chassidus. In what sense is the Chovis Avovas differing from the Rambam? From the other Chazoka, from the Halacha of Rambam. Rambam and the Chazoka is Halacha. And in Halacha, as the Rambam says himself, there is three ways of living. You could live in a position of mitzvah, you could do a positive thing, or you could live Chas V'Shalom in a path of Avera, of negative thing, or there is a middle way, Rishus, it's not a mitzvah, not an Avera. That's Halacha. According to basic Judaism, a minimum Judaism is the Rambam and Halacha is covering the minimum Jew. Either you're doing a positive thing, either you're doing Chas V'Shalom a negative thing, either you're doing nothing. And basically, in basic Halacha, this is tolerated. Comes the Chovis Avovas, and he bases the higher level of Yiddishkeit, which not Halacha is the one who tells you how to conduct your life 24 hours. You want to fulfill b'chol derechecha in all your paths, in all your moments, de'ye yihu shuno Hashem. According to Yisod HaChassidus, the foundation of all Chassidus, righteousness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the book of Chovis Avovas established that there's no such a thing as a reshus, as a middle ground. No matter where you are and what you do, you either find yourself either of the both extremes. Either you're doing the Rotzon Hashem, I'm now living according to the mitzvah of Hashem, that I'm doing a mitzvah, either I'm Chas V'Shalom the opposite, and I'm doing an aveira. So that for every midah which he explains bitochen, you have the advantage of a b'teach doing a mitzvah, and if you're not a b'teach, you the opposite, you're ready in an opposition, not in a neutral. Some people say, don't be too much an optimist, don't be too much pessimist, just be in the middle. There's no in the middle. So he goes, after explaining all the beauty and the way to conquer it, and explaining all the benefits of bitochen, now Roy Loni out of Levoy, now we have to explain Mafside HaBitochen Elokim. What makes that you should lose bitochen, and what will be the disadvantages if you don't have bitochen? You have it, right? Reish Samach Dalet. Reish Samach Dalet. Va'oymar, and I will say, Kimafside Ashorim Akodim Sefer Zeh, what makes you lose the previous gates? They shouldn't be able to conquer the previous gates which we taught you. Kula Mafside HaBitochen. If you lose any of these gates and any of these advice which I taught you, and if you don't take advantage of benefiting from it, all of them lead you to be mafsid HaBitochen, to lose bitochen, reliance on Hashem, umi mafsid of oit, and you have even more losings. It's a sichlus v'inyan aboire v'midois v'atar. It's not only going to lose bitochen, if you're not going to make use of this previous gate which I gave you, if you're not going to be sensitive to this point, not only you're losing the min of bitochen, but you have an even an advanced loss. Hasichlus, your stupidity be'inyan avoyre. The stupidity in the concept, what Hashem means, b'midois v'atar, in his good midas. Because the one who fails to understand the great mercy of the Creator over his creatures, in the way Hashem conducts his attitude with them, and he fails to understand how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over his creatures, he doesn't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshel, is dominated over his creatures, to what extent all the creatures are tied in his hands, in his ties. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding the ties from all creatures. And if a man does not understand it on any given situation, to what extent HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in any little thing, lo yinuach, he will never have a peacefulness in his life, if he could never rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, until you're not going to be totally 100% convinced that Hashem is involved in every little thing in this world, and everything is in the hands of Hashem, you can't even begin to have bitochen, reliance on Hashem, that you have a peace of mind. Because, as he explained in the previous shiurim bitochen, that one of the benefits of a Baal Batei Achi is that it's completely tranquil. It's nothing. He's never nervous. He always knows in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in order to be a Batei of Hashem, you have to be totally convinced that every little detail is in the hands of Hashem. Umehem. And other negative results will be, if you don't understand it, Sichlusa, your stupidity, b'mitzvah sabayris barach. If you're not going to take advantage of the previous explanations, you will have a stupid opinion. You will not understand. You will be very childish in understanding the commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over mankind. You will not relate the Torah positively. Asher Hizir Bo, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded us, Lismachor, we should really rely on the Torah, on the Divrei Chazal. Velif Toyach Bo, really to rely on Hashem. In other words, one of the fundamental requests of Torah is that anything which I tell you, accept, rely on it. It should be like cash in your pocket. Rely. And that you only can if you really understand who is talking to you, what is Chazal, what is Torah. For instance, Kama Shekosla, the Pasuk says in Malachi, Bochnuni no bezois. Test me with this. Hashem says, test me. Nechaz Chazal say, test me with what? With tzedakah. If you're going to give charity, if you're going to give maser, if you're going to give tenth, you could test Hashem. Now, if you don't accept Hashem's statements, if you don't accept Chazal's interpretation of statement, will you go out and give away your money in testing Hashem that you're confident you're going to get it back? And then you didn't get it back. You're even then confident because it means I meant to be that I should lose the money anyhow. I might as well did something with the money before I lost it. I gave it away for well things. But Omar, in the post, says, "Shabbat chib Hashem, rely on Hashem, ade ad forever, forever. No matter what the consequences is, what the result will be, always rely on Hashem." You could never capitalize on this statement and really rely on Hashem if you don't understand the previous explanations. Imehem. And the other things which will be disadvantaged him if he doesn't understand it. Netoisai, that not only not going to rely on Hashem, but he's going to go elasivai sakroivas with immediate involvement in the immediate efforts which he's putting in Ashiroi or Smeri Sis. He'll always rely on any clothes, anything. Oh, maybe this man will help me, maybe the welfare department will help me, maybe the doctor will help me. He doesn't rely on Hashem. Isn't it a pretty thing? But we say, as many times a day, as many times we go into go up to the bathroom, what brocha do we say? Ashi Yotzar. Because the final brocha is Baruch HaTashem, Roife Kol Bosor, your Mafri Lassas. You, the healer of every flesh, Mafri Lassas, you make wonders with everyone. If we would have taken the brocha simple, literally, without a big, deep explanation, it's a continuous reminder, because Baruch is the doctor, he's the healer. Because Baruch, could we rely on the doctor when we say Roife Kol Bosor Mafri Lassas, and you're really convinced of it? Or Bechus HaShacha in the morning when we're getting up, say Roife Kol Bosor Mafri Lassas. We couldn't rely on doctors, we could rely only on Hashem. But the minute when we forget about Hashem, and we don't take note of the bracha Roife Kol Bosor Mafri Lassas, so whom do we rely? So we rely on a doctor. Now, relying on a doctor is it makes a double, it could never let you come back to Hashem. At least if you don't rely on the doctor, also not. So eventually, you're going to have to, when you get so sick, you have to talk to Hashem. But the trouble is, any little immediate ishtadlus, like a doctor, is competing with Hashem. That's Imam Netoy Sela Siva, is the man automatically, if you don't take advantage of the explanation which I said about the Torah should think that everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu is instead of turning to Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Torah Selassibus, it goes to the immediate other resolvings. A Klevitz, which is immediate, a doctor, a pen, Ashiroya Vetsis, Layeda, and he will not know Ki Ihi Eloi Skoil. All the results coming, Ashitikravan and Memoilam, everything comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every effect comes from the cause, and the cause is Hashem. That he would know that no way can anyone, if he doesn't understand it, that on this thing which he's relying, he cannot help. The doctor cannot help him. This is status which means cannot help him. And the more he's going to, the more closer, the more you're reliant you're going to be on your human's effort, the less they could help you. The more you're going to wait for human effort, the more you're going to have to force yourself to go to the doctor. Why should I go to the doctor to begin with? Can the doctor do anything for me? I'm in the hands of Hashem. So why should I go to the doctor? And you don't want to go to the doctor. And you're only forcing yourself to go to the doctor. Why? Because Hashem told me to go. That should be the attitude. I really don't rely on going out to work to make a living. Because then Hashem gives panosa anyhow. And whatever I'm going to do is not effective, as we said many times. So why do you have to go out? You have to push yourself. Why? Because Hashem told me to go out to work. But if you rely on your work, if you rely on the doctor, then the more you rely on them, the less they could help you. The more you're going to defer yourself from it. You know, you're trying to stay from them. They could help you better. It's going to be more effective, the Ishtadlus, when you totally stay away from Ishtadlus. And you only Mishtadl, why? Because Hashem told you to be Mishtadl. Kumoya Melech, for instance, just like a king, Kishiroi Tzelana, Sechon Avodov, he wants to torture, he wants to discipline one of his servants. Is Mitzavah Mishnei Lasoisoi. He tells, you know what, I don't want to deal with this guy, you deal with him. The second in rank. I don't want to deal with him. But Mishnah, and the second in rank is also Mitzavah Asar. He tells for a minister, which is Blom, you do this job, discipline. Mitzvah, mitzvah shoiter, and it's in the minister is ready mitzvah, the chief policeman. You discipline him. I mean, if the melech says get rid of him, put him into the jail, the melech doesn't put him into the jail. The melech gives him over to the second in rank. Second rank gives him over to the minister goes to the chief of the police. But shoiter mitzvah, the sardiot, and the chief of police gives it over to the captain. And the Sadiq and the captain Mitzvah Noikshim give it over to the local police. To the local police. But Noikshim and the local ones, Mekayim Mamaisi, they already finished it. They put him to jail. The Kelim Mukhonim, they have all the straps and all of the chains. They finish the job. And those many things. Is the Ash, now, who really finalizes, who does the job? Who disciplines this man? Who puts him into the jail? The smallest police. Now, between all this chain of events, as it went down, authorities. The one who has the least effect to do anything about him. So he could talk to him till day tomorrow and says, listen, policeman, what are you doing? What are you putting me to the jail? I can't help you. My captain told you. Go to the captain. He goes to the captain. My chief of police told me. The minister told me. The vice president told me. Goes back to the president. Go back to the king. Now, all those things, the one who's closer to finalize the verdict, he's the least in position to make changes and to give him amnesty. So it's the Ishtadlus. Hashem is the giving everything. Hashem gives it over for all the secondary gifts. It channels down until final the boss gives you or the doctor heals you. But they have the least amount of freedom to give you amnesty, to really help you, to really change you around. They have the least koiches. It's v'ashe chote mi'uma mikulam. Those who have the least capability lohoker mitzaroi, to make him less or lohoisef aleihem, or to give him more. Hemakerim, those are the least, the one who, now the chain himself has the least freedom to anything. They have no desire. I didn't put you in jail because I want to put you in jail. But Noikshim, now those who do, keep the tools and doing it, yes, they have already more. They could make it easier, heavier. The chief has more than Noikshim. The chief of police could do more than the captain. Asad, the minister, Yosef, and Ashayta could do more than the chief, and Mishnah, and the vice president could, Yosef, and Asad could do more than the minister. But Melech, Yosef, Mekina, the Melech could give him 100% amnesty, could let him go. Mipnish im Yirtze, because he wants him, he could forgive him. Kvar Nirloch, you can see from here, Kachalishus Eilois, the weakness of those efforts which you rely on, the weakness of the doctor, of the employer, or Vezukosab, Lahoil, Lemoilal, the weakness and the strength that they should be able to help the one who they have to be helped, Tiena, they're going to be kafikir vosar chokumen, how much far they are. In other words, if I am relying on the immediate effort which I'm putting in, as I relied on the kelim, on the tools, on the chains, you can't talk to the chain. You can't even talk to the policeman who holds the chain. You can't talk to him because since I'm in his hand, I rely on him. You could talk to him till tomorrow. He can't change anything, not to benefit you, and not to benefit you, not to damage you. The more you have bitochen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you are closer to the chief. There you could plea bargain. There you could ask. He could help you. He could damage you, and he could really help you. But boy, this Allah, since the Creator HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be, Ashehu Tach L'Seila, since the end of all the causes, he's the most distant away from the creatures, because he's the first authority. Everything comes from him, so he's the most distant away. It's proper he should rely on him. He should totally rely on this great strength out of an iskam. On everything, of your benefit, and of your damage, you could rely totally on Kodesh Baruch Hu, because everything originates from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kasha kidamin adoyim, as already explained in before. Klora shodav rabidna bitochen. Overall principle is in all the inyan bitochen is ki Yisrael na bitochen me'abaychem Elohim. The advantage, to what extent are you more boteach than others in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is kifi Yisrael yudiyosam oisai, according to the advantage of your knowledge. The more you're going to know, the more you're going to be boteach. V'aminosam, and they believe v'hagonosai aleyam, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting, v'raim ha'shgichos ha'tavosam, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching on the benefit of it. And it means, if you want to get absolute maximum bitochen, what do you have to do? You have to have the maximum knowledge to what extent HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved and interfering in every little detail, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching everything. The more you know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's conduct with the world, and the more, as we said in the beginning of this perek, knowing in Torah to what extent the effect of Torah has in this world, to that extent you're going to be a boteach. V'hine, look, Hayelad v'tchila sinyonoi, a little child, a little infant, as he starts his life. But and what is the child? Suppose you could speak to an infant. Suppose, you know, you could talk to an infant. You have a very intelligent infant, but still an infant. You could speak to him. And you say, who feeds you? My mother's breast. He doesn't even know the mother. Doesn't even care about the mother. The breast. He knows. He gets the nipple of the mother's breast, and that's all. He thanks the nipple of the mother's breast. That's all what he knows. In the beginning, but teach al shtei imoi is totally relying on the breast of a mother. Kmo shneiver maftichi al shtei imi. You made me rely on the breast of my mother. However, the kasha techazek hakoros is going to become more knowledgeable. The infant is growing up a little bit. He's already 2 years old. Meishiv b'tchoin al imoi. She doesn't rely anymore. The baby doesn't rely on the breast. It relies on the mother. See, the breast is nothing more. It's a part of the mother. The mother supplies. L'roi vashgechoser. How did he came to recognize the baby? That is the mother, not the breast. Because he sees that the mother's care is much beyond the feeding. A little infant only knows feeding time, that's all that he knows. But as he grows up, intelligence grows, you see the mother takes care, smiles to her, and diapers her, baits her, and clothes her. So he sees the one who baits her, clothes her, and smiles to her, the same one feeds me. She only feeds me. She bathes me in the water, she feeds me through the breast. But not the breast is giving me food, the mother is giving me food. So through this, seeing the more other involvement of the mother, she stops believing on the breast and applies the credit to the mother. If I didn't put and I made quiet at my soul, kugomul ale imoy, kugomul ale olai nafshi. Just like kugomul, this little baby, which stopped nursing, as the Goan says, just like the baby is not worried when she stopped nursing. Will at the next feeding time be enough milk in my mother's breast? Kegomul, as kegomul ayelad, like the child grew up, is finished nursing. David the Melech says, if I had not put my soul, it didn't make my soul such a simple believer. Kegomul, just like the child who finished feeding herself, nursing, alayimah, when she was on the hands mother, is so is kegomul olai nafshi. also did I put my soul to you, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm in your arm. I'm not relying on the breath, because I finished drinking, and I know I'm relying on you that you will feed me wherever it's going to come from. Now, when the child grows even bigger, becomes already 4 years old, 5 years old, if he sees the way the mother relates to his father, he already further extends his bitochen. Not only is the child is relying on the mother, his child's relying on the father, because the mother is also relying on the father. If the father doesn't come home with the money, brings food, the mother hasn't got what to eat, and the mother can't take care of him. So now the bitochen has been removed step by step. First, it starts believing in the breast, and then it reads in the mother. Now it's not the mother anymore. Now it even goes back to the father. The child puts the reliance on the father, because sees to what extent the father is really protecting him, because the father is not only protecting him and the mother and the household. And his body going to be strong of this boy. He becomes capable to become independent, to feed himself independently from his parents. He could start go out working, he becomes a merchant, a businessman. Then he removes his reliance from his parents as he relied till now, becomes independent, and he's putting his reliance on his koyach, on his ability, on his tricks. Everything was still because he doesn't know that till now was Hashem. He always relied on the immediate, what he saw. So as the immediate graduates, he stops believing in that, and he puts his bitochel in the next one. From the breast to the mother, from the mother to the father, from the father on himself. Omar Echot, Mina Chassidim, so it says one of the Chassidim used to say, Shoyla Shochen, he had a neighbor, Sefer Moir. He was a scribe, writer. Now in those days, it was a very, today, the printing shop took away this trade. We still have a cipher, which cannot be written, only handwritten, and therefore we have a cipher out of mezuzahs and tefillin, Sefer Torah. We still need a regular manual cipher. Well, those days, every book was written by cipher. So if you got a manuscript of the Rambam, for instance, before the printing time, a written manuscript from the Rambam, and you wanted to have a copy, so every street corner, like at groceries, you had people who were good writers, they gave over the book, and he wrote you over the book, made a copy. And then you gave back the original, and you had a copy, and so everything. That's the way books were spread from place to place. So somebody had a Sefer Moir, a very fast writer, and this was a good panos, like he was riding the fast you ride, you make. When this panos was harsifrus, I made beautiful panos from the what he earned from his riding. Omar Yom Echad, he asked him once, the neighbor asked this chosid, means this chosid salvo, he asked him, Hechanin Echad. The chosid asked this rider, how are you doing? How are you making a living? How are you doing? Omaloi answered him, Batoiv, Ba'oidyodishlem, as long as my hand is complete, I'm okay. As long as my fingers are okay, I could master over my hand, I could write, I'm okay, I'm safe. The Erev Ayomahu, in that night, when this thing, Nigdo Yodoi, his hand got chopped off. Lokosavoi, Shariyoi, could never write anymore. He says, how are you doing? He says, well, as long as my hand is okay, I'm okay. He put all his reliance on his hand. So Hashem took away his reliance, chopped him off his hand. He was devastated. He was all gone. For he's the Anshem Elizal. This was his punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al Shabotach Al Yodah. He relied on his hand. And if the Parnosa will come from somebody else, if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if your person already does not rely on his hand, like this fool, he doesn't rely on his hands. He says, how are you going, how are things? So, thank God, as long as I have this and this guy, I'm okay. So he's not relying on immediate. He's going to camp. If he prepares and if he relies on his panosa, on somebody else, may not be people. He's just should be choin aleim. Like the first guy relies on his hand, he's like the infant, relies on the breast of the mother. Now he goes beyond it. He's relying on this man. But he's relying totally on them. However, if he gets even more knowledgeable, he sees these people can't help you. This man on whom you're relying, he himself isn't totally reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is Yosef Bitchon Elov, he will remove the bitochen which he had on this man. He's only going to rush Elov Choynes Bam. But Yichonim wanted to also by Magzeres Abayri, will give it over to HaKadosh. He's not going to rely on the man. He said, how do you get bread? Well, the farmers, they bring me bread. He's relying on the farmer. But when he sees the farmers, how much is he depending on the rain? He says, what should I rely on the farmer? The farmer himself is very much depending on something else. What is he demanding? There's going to be rain. So he removes his reliance on the farmer, and he puts his reliance on the rain. There should be rain at the time of plantation, and to go to the merchants which travel on the sea, when you go to the desert, when it comes a flood, when a plague chassid shalom goes in. You see all these things which is non-controllable, not controlled by human, and it dominates and thrones around in the world. We see all these things. A man has no control over the shum ponim. Like the pasuk says, "Be'esre osam yomri." When things are bad, earthquakes, things like that, they say, "Kumo v'ashem." Then Hashem says, "Come help me." We rely on all kind of things and all kind of patterns. You rely on electricity, right? You push, you go into the elevator, 20th store floor. You rely on the elevator. What? The elevator is light on electricity, and all of a sudden there's a blackout and finish. Because Bochu strikes, makes one thunderstorm. There's a blackout and finish. You get stuck in the elevator. So then, we're never afraid of anything. Everything is push button. All of a sudden something like happens like this. I said, "Come on, Hashem, come up, help me." Why do you have to wait until things go bad and then I'm forced to look up to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Why don't you look up to Kodesh Baruch Hu at all times? If you're going to be stronger recognizing Hashem, if you always rely on Hashem, if he has more bitochen, then he will rely on the things which need a little tachbul. My voice is terrible, but see some sekonos. He's going to bring panosa in all kind of ishtablos and efforts, which is really dangerous. From lochos and yagos aguf, he's going to go work very hard. He's going to get himself in very involved panosas. When yichal b'tchoyne b'lehim, shetrifei b'mashiyikal, it's asuk b'n yosemem. So if you have bitochen, you will use the bitochen to let go dangerous panosas, dangerous businesses. Dangerous means hen b'chine ruchnis, hen b'chine gashmis. You're not going to go into questionable businesses, which are piloch is not 100%, or it's dangerous physically. He says, listen, Hashem wants me to make ishtadlus, but I don't have to make such an extended ishtadlus to endanger my life. And he's going to look for himself an easier business, a lighter business. Hem begash, hem begash. Hashem could help me through that too. And we're going to leave those dangerous businesses, because the last Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shetri Fei, is going to give me a panos, Mashiach Kalei Sasek, which is easier to bake. But Yosef Memor. And if it's going to be stronger, his akor in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, his in bitochen, Yosef bitchoyne olof, we're going to rely on b'chol ha-sivu, his akor shemeh v'akalamem. Is the chabim is asking a void of slimish mitzvoysef. He's going to, whenever he's involved in his effort in shtadlas, he will totally remove his reliance on the shtadlas. And he's going to totally remove on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If he's chavim is asking, why you go to work to begin with? He's lavoyer selehim. I'm going to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu there. Lishma mitzvah to preserve his mitzvahs. I'm not in business to make money. I'm in business to serve Hashem and to show how much I'm observing all his mitzvahs in the business. This is already a high level. That means I'm only out as. That means the more bitochen you have, the more you rely on Hashem. So you let go the media things which you're not relying on him. Then you let go the ishtadlus, the dangerous ishtadlus, and you pick yourself an easier, a lighter ishtadlus. And then while you do the lighter ishtadlus, also not relying on ishtadlus alone, you're relying only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're going to get stronger, knowledgeable that everything Hashem, and he knows how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as merciless on his creatures, Yirtze, he will come to the point that he will acknowledge and accept. He says, I don't care what the outcome is. Whatever the outcome is, I'm accepting it as number one desire. Usually we all have our personal desires. Of course, I want to make so much money a month. And I rely on Hashem, Hashem will give it to me. But if you have a stronger bitochen on Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't even have a desire. He says, what do you want? What do you want Hashem should give you? I don't want anything. All I want to know Hashem gives me, whatever He gives me. You know, you could ask a person, tell me, what is your preferred desire in this world? And you put in this and this is my preferred desire, which is okay. And I hope Hashem is giving it to me. And I rely on Hashem, don't rely on me. It's also big drag of bitochen, but it's a high drag of bitochen. I have no desire. Because I know there's no point of having a desire. The bottom line is in the hands of Hashem, and my desire is to accept whatever the bottom line is, full-heartedly, happily. That's my ultimate desire. When you ask a certain person, what he wants for having a panosa? How much do you need to make a panosa? I mean, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 a month. Why much you need? Never mind. I don't need anything. So what is your panosa? Panosa means, I want to know, in any given situation, that Hashem is feeding me, and I should be happy with it. If I have money, if I don't have money, that's what he says. Yosef is going to know stronger. He knows, is deeply convinced, because Baruch Hu is choymel. What's the real English name for choymel? Merciful, pitiful relation on his creatures. Yirtze, the man would want the Masha Yir, whatever it will be, Megzeres Elohim Eloi. Everything is Kabacha de Kizuri. I want what Hashem wants me to give. And he wants it fully believed in his heart, Bechushav, and all his senses. Benireyu, which you see it in the outside, but it's in the inside. He reacts. Beyismach, and he's going to be, always going to be happy, rejoiceful. Bechol Asha Oso Eloi Elohim, everything which God had done to him, Mimoves Bechai, from that to life. But this is the ultimate goal of the Tochel. Rish v'oysher, being poor or rich. Brius v'choyli, to be healthy or to be sick. Lo yichsoif, and he will not strive the zulas, anything else, from Masha Bochol and Kim HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen for him. Lo yirtze, wouldn't want ele Masha Rotzoloi, only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wins. When him said, he's totally given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im mashlich nafsho guf al dino, he totally throws himself into the end results of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Will a Yagbir Inyal and Inyal, he's not going to make advantage one over the other. Will a Yifchar Azul, he's not going to choose anyone else. Mashu Boy Bin Yone Oloma, anything is in the world. Kumash Omer Echad Min HaBoitchim, like one of the Boitchim said, it's probably him, the Chayvi Salvoves. Will a Yizkamti Me Oilam Be Inyal, and never came to any conclusion in the world. This Avesil is also, and it desired something to have. Outside. In other words, I never had any conclusions in my life. I would have this and this would be wonderful. If I don't have it, it's also good. I rely on Hashem. No, I never came to it. My ultimate desires was always whatever Hashem wants. I never came to a conclusion at any point. I never wanted something else that Hashem wants. Now, this doesn't mean that it doesn't work yet. Now, let's take a man. A man goes to a doctor. He got sick. He goes to the doctor yet. He's not in the level of the Rambam's Bitochen. I think he's going to come to the point, but this is the highest madrig. The old man who is in his mishtabel, he puts in effort, but his mishtabel goes with limits. Now, be already in a doctor, when you go to a doctor, so you could say to the doctor, so you ask the doctor, why he came to me? He says, because I want to be healthy. And Hashem made so nature, in order to be healthy, you doctor could help me. And I came to you because I rely on Hashem, that Hashem through you will give me health. It's a nice bit of. Because he tells the doctor right away, Reuser Kol Boser Ma'af L'Nas. So ever Hashem is healing you through you, doctor. It's a big madrig of bit of. The high madrig, as we're speaking now, he goes to the doctor and says, doctor, what do you want? I don't want anything. Why did he come to me? Hashem wanted to come to me. You want me to heal you? If Hashem wants me, fine. If not, I'm going to be sick. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die. Whatever, it's okay with Hashem, that's okay with me. I didn't even come to you to stay alive. I came here because Hashem sent me to you. Hashem wants me to come to you. Hashem wants me to be a mishtader. For what? Because that's the assignment. I am sick, I have to go to the doctor. Will I heal you? Well, you could heal me? No way. Hashem is the one who's healing. Do you think Hashem will heal me through me? I don't care if he heals me, yes, or heals me, no. If he heals me, fine. And if he doesn't, it's also just as good. If I'm going to stay alive, it's fine. If I'm dying, it's also just as well as good, because both comes with chemlas haboira al bruah. Both ends comes with chemlas, with the great pity and mercy which Hashem has on me. I'm going to tell Hashem what I want. I'm going to say, I want to live. Yes, I want to live because Hashem wants me to want to live. So I'm making the shtadlus, but the end result is all. I'm just as happy. Now, what will happen if he knows this doctor will not help him at all? And by the way, this is the very thing which lalocha lemaase we have to know today. How many times people ask, people get cancer? And the doctor said, they can't do you too much. They could try, they could give me chemotherapy. Now, question, should I take chemotherapy? It's not going to help, and it's going to kill me anyhow. If I want to begin with you, not give me end results, and it's at the hands of Hashem, regardless of what I came to you because Hashem sent me to you, and to put in the status, of course, I come to you, give me chemotherapy, yes, dying, no dying, we do what Hashem wants us to do, period. I'm accepting anything Hashem wants. That's the highest, not the highest yet, because the highest is why I'm going to say not to do anything. Well, that's not everyone is allowed. He also goes in the shit that we all have to be mishtabel. But the fact you mishtabel, when you go to the doctor, you're not even going to the doctor because you want to get healed. That's a high level of betochum. You go to business not only because you want to make money. No, I go to business because Hashem sends me to make business, to make money. I don't even want to make money. What do you want? I want one thing. I want to know and to accept happily from Hashem whatever He does me, equally alike. If He gives money, He doesn't give money for me, that's the same thing. I will be the same accomplished person if after I worked my days and months off and I didn't make money. And I didn't make money, it's the same thing. Because I know both of them came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a big madrega, right? Now, why, if that's the case, you want me to weigh out working? Because if I have to demonstrate that I'm Boteach Hashem, and I'm just as happy by losing money as making money, when is it demonstrated more? When you worked for that, or you didn't work for that? Why you have to make ishtablus? Because if I have to prove the point, to what extent I'm Boteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for me, making money, losing money, is the same thing. Now, if I don't work at all, and I'm just sitting back doing nothing, of course, it's easier than losing and making money to accept easy and making money. Then I should have said, go out to the business and be a good businessman and try to make money. In the end, you didn't make money, and you accept losing money just as well as you would make money. So I understand the benefits of ishtablus. If Hashem says, I want you to be out, you know what, to be out? Because I want you to demonstrate you bitochum. How you demonstrate bitochum? That you take the entrance, you went to the best doctor, that's the mitzvah, and putting everything. And then you say that, but I couldn't care less what the outcome will be. Hashem wants me to die, I will die. I'm just as happy to die as to stay alive. Why you came to me? Hashem sent me to you. What do you have, if you're just as happy to die and then to live because everything is in the hands of Hashem, so why do you have to stay home? He says, no, I will demonstrate more that I'm relying on Hashem, and I'm just as happy that all that come to you and all the people believe in you, and I say, I don't care what the art consequences is. That's all Ishtablus produces. However, if you're going to be even stronger knowledgeable, even deeper knowledgeable, the Yeda, Inyan Amchivan Eil of the Briyosa, you know exactly what Hashem is directing you in particular in this creation. And you know why he came out to this world which finishes, this finite world, right? Finite world, the world which comes to a conclude. And you know why he came into this finite position? Because everything which we do is finite. We are involved in everything which is finite. But I know in every finite there's infinity. There's infinite. My moments, I'm working for 8 hours. 8 hours is 8 hours. It's finite. It's endless. Finito. But I know every moment is infinite. It's endless. Everything which I do, the Yakir Malos Oilama Acharakayim, and he will recognize while he still is involved in this world, he always remembers, he knows the other world, the world to come, Hakayim, the infinite world. If he sees always in front of him the finito and the infinite, he sees the finite world and the infinite world, he can't even be a mishtabel anymore. He says, how can I be involved in this finito world when there's infinity? And Yimas Bo'olam Hazeh, B'Siboisav, he's going to be totally disgusted. He couldn't relate to this world in any kind of ishtablus. The Yivrach B'Machshavta, in his thoughts, going to run away, Ibn Afshe in his life, Ibn Gufa in his body, Elohim is what runs back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Leave me alone, I can't stand it. Now, Hashem could tell us, go to work, go to a doctor, go to this, go to that. Because Hashem, that's the mitzvah, that's my ishtablus. But Hashem can't tell me to do something which is repulsive to me. It is repulsive. How could the Ishtablus be repulsive? Because when you see everything in such a clarity, the infinity, the Yad Hashem, how can you go to a doctor when everyone looks the best doctor and everyone lies and everyone cries to the doctor, please, and give an appointment, and you see everything goes contrary to the truth, it's repulsive, he rejects it, he vomits it out. His bitochen, his recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong that when you see the world, which is so finite, and he sees the infinity, no way can he get connected to the finite world, even knowing that it's infinite. It is totally rejecting. How could he go to that? I give you a simple motion. You are in a very sheltered home, beautiful parents, feeding on everything. And your father throws you out. And he knows that your father loves you, wants to discipline you. can you, our father says, you know what, go to the Salvation Army public kitchen, eat over there, take the kosher food, take over there. You ready to die from starvation and go there. Because you can't, it's reject food. Go stay in line there with all the homeless people. When you come from a well-sheltered, warm home, and you know that father is feeding the Salvation Army too. That the father, I know you're feeding me too in the Salvation Army, but I can't. I'm rejecting. I can't eat from this pot and all the other sick guys are eating. All those people don't know anything except the breast of the mother, the pot, the panosa, the money. I can't. I know everything is coming down from its filters down. It's your money over there. When we, the Baal Batech is so strong that he is eating from Hashem's hand. And everything which is involved is infinite, is ruchnias. But Hashem said, but go down and treat all these channels and go make panos, go to work and go to the doctor. Hashem, I can't. It's rejectful. When you come to that point, Yimas Ba'olam, V'yishtashe B'zichra B'didusa, he would stay alone. I'm not going out to work. I'm sorry, Hashem. I need to die. If I die, he wanted me to die. I can't go to the Salvation Army. And this is the one who's potter for Nishtablus. When we speak the Rambans, the Lil Bateach, which is what, so now the Chavisor has declared a very beautiful outline. When are you permissible to stop working and not to be Bateach only on Hashem as the Ramban speaks? Not to go to the doctor if you're sick. When you come to the point that you get so disgusted of you Pu'ulas that you can't do anything more. Yes.
What about the fact that you're still literally to one?
Not for him. You reject it. You can't. You're innocent. You just can't. Serious nefesh means I'm ready to jump off the roof. Serious nefesh means I jump on the roof. I would jump up from the Empire State Building for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Serious nefesh, I jump. Hashem said, okay, jump on the Empire. I can't. The Lil Baal Batech is so disgusted from the world that he can't go out to the business world because he rejects for it. Going from the Salvation Army when Hashem is feeling Salvation Army, he just can't. If you came to that Madrega, you're potter, you don't have to do that anymore.
Ish, totally. Six lines from above. Mekashe tachzik hakoros alerokim, and if his recognition of Kodesh Baruch Hu becomes even stronger, yoyse mize, more with the previous one. Yeda ho inyan amchuvan eilov, and you want to know that everything is mchuvan eilov, is designed for him, designed to him. Vebriyosoi, as he was created, with Yosa as he goes away, Elo Oilem Azeh Hakol. Vibriyosa with Yosa Elo Oilem Azeh Hakol. He knows that from the time when he was formulated, when he was created, and as he came into this world, came into a world which will diminish eventually, which eventually going to go away. And he knows that this world is Oilem Hakol. World which never lasts, nothing lasts in here. So he knows how nothing this world is, how insignificant this world is. Yakin, in the other hand, will you recognize malas or oilam or achar, what are the benefits of the world, the other world, hakayam, which exists. Now, in other words, every time that we are being confronted with any issue, which the Bechira comes into existence, that choice comes into existence, and have to choose, do I live this existing world, will I do this for the benefit of the existing world, or can I utilize this point, this moment, for the benefit of the world to come. And the clearer he understands, if I use it for this existing world, it's a oil of my color. How long will it take? However, if I utilize it for the other world, for the Olam Habo, it's Olam HaKayam. It will stay with me forever. It's automatically the result will be Yimaz Ba'olam Hazeh. He will simply be disgusted in this world. He will see by himself and everything in this world is involved with. He will simply be disgusted from it. It will be disgusting for him. The Yivrach, and he will totally run away from this world. Now, when is it really considered to run? The machshavta, when he doesn't think of this world. He can't think of it. It's something, it's so beyond, so insignificant, that he just runs away from this world. He doesn't think of it. The machshavta, he doesn't want to think of it, he can't think of it. Ibn Afshay, ubegufay, and he will run away where Elohim is, where Tzal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Actually, you could say machshavta the nafsha vegufa. There's three things: is machshava, dibur, and maisa. Gufa is maisa. You do something with your body. Machshavta is your thought. And the gufa is obviously dibur, because nefesh. The yechum malan nefesh chayo. The pasuk says veyil le nefesh veivah lav nishmas chayo. Veyil nefesh chayo became a nefesh chayo, a living soul. The nefesh is really the soul, the nefesh abahamis. The nefesh abahamis. See, the body is an animal. It's only a goof. The seichel is neshama. But the lev, the life which is in the heart, which connects this two, this the malo became talkative. And therefore, nefesh is applicable to talk. If you say machshav, yidrach idano be machshav from in his machshava, uba nafsho in his divur, uba gufa in his maaser, in everything he will be biyach will designate and Elohim is baruch to kodesh baruch hu. Vishtasha bezichroi, and he will enjoy himself and he is going to think about the world to come. See, you could exist in this world and be totally in your mind everything for the world to come, and it's going to be a great enjoyment for you. By sitting here and thinking about the world to come, bibdidus, in loneliness. You will be totally lonely. Because a man like that, who is sitting in this world, and his mind is totally in the world to come, he's very lonely here. All the people, all the things, it doesn't mean anything. Vishtoimen, it is going to be totally empty. It's totally going to be empty from all the other thoughts. Nothing will have room in his mind. It's going to be the bdidus. It's going to be lonely. It's going to be alone in this world. All the activities, all the hoo-ha, all the environment world is simply meaningless to him. And his entire thought, there will be no room in his thought for anything else. Only thinks about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get us to be Mekadosh Hashem Shemaim.
But isn't that doing Ma'asim Tovim, like, or mitzvahs in this world?
Only Ma'asim Tovim. But anything else which has to do with Tishtadlus in this world, it will be simply discussed. What are you doing? I mean, obviously, I have to go to Pshatim, what does it apply to? Obviously, I'm living. While I'm living, I need food to live, to survive. I need money to buy. And there's no money. I know money comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what. What's very telling me to, I should go out to work. I should go out to work. Everything which learns so far. He goes out to work. And you see what's going on in the work. He's so disgusted from it. He's so repulsive. He's so disgusting to him that you see all this environment is Olam Hazeh. And Olam Hazeh is so meaningless to him that he can't even think about it. He's totally absent minded from anything. He's simply disgusting of it. Because his mind is only in Olam Habo, it's only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's just simply not capable. Yeah, he's capable, physically he's capable, but his mind cannot be put to it. How are you telling me, why are you going to make a living? You fool, living? Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a living. He starts, but you have to go out to work. But I just can't, it's repulsive. You're wasting your time. You're talking to a customer, this and this and this and this. He says, what am I doing? I'm burning those moments, I'm burning the seconds. I have to be in this moment, I have to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to think tachlis, I have to think this, I have to do this. When he comes to this madrega, because he knows the reality, he knows Panos automatic is going to make a Shechem is giving Panos. And you see, this moment I'm waiting with the customer, to speaking to somebody with unworldly things, this moment is going to be gone soon. Or I could utilize this moment for think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you tell me to go out and to be working with him? I want to make Kiddush Hashem, I don't want to be busy with myself. And when he's in this madrega, when he's always with his thoughts, his mind is always preoccupied with his thoughts. And therefore you can never bring him to anything. He can never, because everything in the world is repulsive. If he's going to sit with other people, he's going to be together with other people, lo yisaveh, he's not going to have any desire. All the other people, it's meaningless. It's just like he's lonely. He's just lonely. Imagine going to the motor vehicles bureau. I'm just giving emotional, and you're staying in line, and you have people around you, all bumps, nothing. They talk about things that you couldn't get as hoodlums, hoodlums. And you're sitting there, he's starting with a sefer. You're sitting there like this. You can't even pay attention to him. You're totally lonely. You have nothing, nothing on the world in common with him. Because your mind is preoccupied with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because you only want to say, lo yichsef. You will not look forward. You're not going to look forward. You're going to lust to find ki'im levgiyosoi. Only that you should get engaged with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You should come in contact with him. Ki'im loshun pigev yivgabu mokam. You're only going to look for the contacts of Hashem.
Isn't that doing mitzvahs? So even in this world, is that coming in contact with Hashem?
No, mitzvahs are a different thing. Yes, mitzvahs bring only for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're talking about worldly things. The domain, the daily things, the empty things. Of course, it's okay. Itatri day simchosoi behavosoi, and it's going to be a contradiction. Itatri day simchosoi behavosoi. His simcha of Ahavas Hashem, but total be in a contradiction the simcha Amsha Olam, from the simcha which the people of the world have. People make money, oh, they're happy. Listen, a group of people go and they say, okay, they go on a journey in order to make money. And let's take any other thing. I just give you a foolish example. A group of people buy a partnership. A lottery ticket. That's maybe, you know, people buy something partial, maybe somebody's luck will be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they pitch them in. So, okay, come. Five people buy the lottery ticket together, and he's a part of them. Stefan didn't even know. And all of a sudden, they are the winners. All of them are rejoicing, they're celebrating the victory, they won the highest lottery ticket. And he can't join them. He has absolutely. And he says, what's the matter with you? He says, I'm so preoccupied with the Simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm so much happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is totally meaningless for me, the Simcha. Totally meaningless. It's such a madrega. Because Tatri Dei Simchosai, he will be busy, preoccupied with the Simcha Bahavos Simchosai. His Simcha Bahavosai. His Simcha, the fact that he loves Hashem, will be totally preoccupied in contradicting the Simcha Sanshor and the Simcha which the worldly people have. Ba'olam, with worldly things. The simchas answer, olam abo, ba'olam abo. And it's going to be totally. His simchas answer, olam abo, ba'olam abo. His simchas olam abo. What will compete with highest simcha in Olam Hazeh? Compete with his simcha's Ansha Olam Haboh, Olam Haboh, as the simcha of the Ansha Olam Haboh in Olam Haboh. Imagine in Olam Haboh somebody having simcha. Imagine a simcha in Olam Haboh. Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu simcha in Olam Haboh now, right? Could any simcha in this Olam Hazeh be matched with the simcha in Olam Haboh? Now, when you're sitting here down and you involved in Ahavas Hashem. You think of Ahavas Hashem. And this Ahavas Hashem gives you such a simcha, such an overjoy, because I'm close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's good for me. You feel so good, so relieved, so meditating with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And all of a sudden, they come and tell you some good besura, the simcha Sayyidam Hazeh, which other people go crazy for the simcha. Could it anybody affect you even? Could it even register in your mind? When you're involved in a simcha of in Ahavas Hashem, which so just like the Simchas Olam, the Ansha Olam Abo in Olam Abo, Simchas Olam Hazeh cannot compete with Simchas Olam Abo, so can anything not compete with you. Now this is Bezois, and this recognition of Hashem, this Madrega, is El Yoino. This is the highest Shema Madrega Saboitchim. This is the highest Madrega of the Boitchim. Those are the line of Hashem. And those are from the kind of Boitchim which is from Hanavim, Vachasidim. Those envy the prophets and Chassidim with Gulas Elohim Azakim, and in the lovers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are absolutely pure. Umashom Rakosu, that's what the Pasuk says. Af Oirach Mishpotechu Hashem. kivinicho l'shimcho. Oirach mishpotech Hashem, the ways of the mishpat Hashem, kivinicho we looked for. L'shimcho l'zichrocho, for your name, for your memory, is tavas nofesh, is the lust of my nefesh. Usually a man has a lust. A man has a lust, a human lust. If this is for food or for any other thing, all the humanly needs things is a taiva, an inborn taiva. But for this, vateach, you know what is tavas nofesh? What is his inborn taiva? We only want Shimcha Zichrocho, your name and your memories. The only thing which you really want is Shimcha Zichrocho, and there's no other things. David HaMelech says, Tzomo Nafshi, my soul is thirsty. And it says Nefesh is really not the Neshama. Nefesh is the Neshama of the Guf, the higher part of the body, but not yet the ultimate Neshama. The ultimate Neshama is always thirsty to Hashem. But that's not me. What is me? Me is my body and the Shama, the Nefesh Avahamis, the soul of my body. And it means, if I made the soul of my body be thirsty to Hashem, that means my body is thirsty to Hashem. The only yearning which I have, says David HaMelech, someone after the other came, I'm thirsty to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kel Chot, the everlasting God. That means, David HaMelech came to the point, to the Madrega, that the only thing which he yearned and he desired and he lusted in his life is Lekem Chod, for the everlasting God. And he found in every moment to live the everlasting moment. So everything else was totally material, didn't register even. This Madrega of Voteach, he is thought of making any kind of ishtadlus. That's the Madrega of the Ramban. Somebody reached this level, he doesn't have to do ishtadlus. Because all along we said, Chavisul said that not everyone has the right not to be mishtadol, as most of the people have to be mishtadol, and it says mishtadol, it also, do you have to know mishtadol and moir velemaz, it doesn't help at all. But why have to be mishtadol? Because Hashem wants you to be out, all the various reasons which you just said, learned in all along. But there are, the highest madrig of Boitchim, the potter of mishtadol, where the highest madrig of settled. This is the Madrega Leon, the highest Madrega. Who is in such a level? It's simply repulsive. So when we brought out the stories of Reb Zisha, Reb Zisha was the ultimate Bateach, that he could never make even a shtarus to ask anyone food, only ask Kodesh Baruch Hu food. Shem, Zisha is hungry. Zisha is hungry. The only one who asked food is Zisha himself, Kodesh Baruch himself. This is pshat. Because Zisha felt it would be an insult for the moment, it would be an insult for the effort, it would be an insult for the thinking and for the talking, to talk to a person, give me food. Because he talked to Hashem only. He was totally dedicated to be involved with Hashem. He conversed and he communicated 24 hours with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's almost, his machshava is never letting go from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He always thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is related to, I'm doing Hashem, I'm doing it. He's always involved. As he says, and he sits in Yevim HaKelos, and he sits in public. He's like a loner. He's nothing to do with only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's always about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But all of a sudden his stomach is aching, and times he have to eat. So you have to eat. So when you eat, eating for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me a body, I'm eating, I'm feeding him a body in order to serve you a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he could eat L'Shem Shemaim. What does that mean? You have to ask it. You have to tell the Rebbetzin, Yenche, bring me the eat. You know, bring me the food. But in this second, it says, Yenche, bring me the food. That second, he didn't speak to Hashem. He couldn't let go of this moment. It's called totally. There's a bunch of Zisha Singeri. That's all. He couldn't bring out in his mouth a word which is not to Hashem. So if he's in such a madrega, Hashem says, you don't have to be mishtar. You are potter for mishtar. Because he can't let go of Hashem. See, you're potter for mishtar. Also, most of the people, I'm requesting to be mishtar. And if not a mishtar, at least a mishtar, the immediate mishtar you have to do. But who? The one who is unemployed. The one who could do. The one who could deliver. But this man is totally different. And here comes out, that will be the reconciliation between the Ramban. And which people are potter to make any kind of ishtadlus, you could only participate in ishtadlus when just you're so preoccupied with avodas Hashem, then of course Baruch Hu says you don't have to be.
Are we all capable of reaching that madrega?
Absolutely.
And those of us who don't, there's something lacking in us, or
yes, we didn't feel lacking. You have to know the word lacking. What is the definition of the word lacking? Avad, it's lacking the ultimate madrega, but you may not be lacking. I will give you the example. Suppose there is a person who could jump 20 feet, but That's all that he could. He can't. Nobody can do more. So he utilized and maximized his capability. Okay? Now there's a guy, he's younger. He's a younger fella, smaller fella. And his length and his youth, he can't jump 20, he could jump 15 feet. Mm-hmm. And this is the maximum which he could. And he jumped 15 feet. Is he lacking?
No, but he reaches potential.
Ah, he reaches potential. That's exactly. Exactly. He reaches potential.
But we all have the potential to reach
So he brings out here a b'china of b'tochen. He shows you what potential b'tochen there is. So you only lack b'tochen if you didn't reach your potential of b'tochen. But you in this age and where you're coming from, and in your capacity where Hashem had set you up, your maximum b'tochen is what you are capable. And if you lived the maximum of your bitochen, you're not lacking anything. Ah, there's a bitochen of Moshe Rabbeinu. By the way, since we sent Rabbi Zisha before, what did Rabbi Zisha say? Rabbi Zisha says, I'm not worried. Hashem will ask me, Zisha, why didn't you become Moshe Rabbeinu? Why didn't you become the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Why didn't you become Bar Shem Tov? I'm not worried for that. I'm worried Hashem will tell me, Zisha, why didn't you become Zisha? So, as long as Zisha is not lacking anything. Now, to say Zisha is like Moshe Rabbeinu, no, he wasn't like Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't that even like his Rebbe. He wasn't even like a Bar Shem Tov. He wasn't. But he didn't lack anything because he maximized his potential. Because everyone is mechuvan, everyone is designed and designated to have a certain capacity, certain abilities, know-how in this world. And that's what you have to come out of. Now, if you ask me, are there people who could reach this bitochen? I don't know. I think Chazan shed such a bitochen. I feel so. I mean, the Belzerov, I know I had such a bitochen. People, they were totally removed from the earth. I saw the Belzerov, the old Belzerov. Old Belzerov is, every time when I learn this thing in Yishara Havas Hashem, which they say that the Oiv Hashem is so indulged in his love affair with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is not capable of making a move without thinking about Hashem. And it wouldn't, and everything has a certain purpose. There's no meaningless motion in his life. It's like Loifav Afafav. He wouldn't lash his eyes without first consultation in thinking. If Elie Lupian, I'll give you for instance a beautiful story of Elie Lupian. Once he said to his Talmidim, he has to do tshuva. Why? Because he turned his head without consultation, discussing himself, should I, should not. He stood at a bus waiting for a bus, and a bus stop in Israel. He was waiting for a bus to get to Yerushalayim. It was in Kfar Chassidim, right? And the bus was delayed, and he was standing. And what he did? El Chayit is never delayed, and he's never waiting. He's always, where is he? He's always with Hashem. So the bus stop, and the bus, like he's always like a mama. She says, like this. This is the highest hakora for Kodesh Baruch. He's always involved in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He will not have any. The Yivrach b'Machshav Nashu Yifelo Him. He's always involved with his thoughts, with his everything in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if you're always a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're never impatient. What is being impatient? Like Rav Shimshon said it once in a seminar. The guy stands, two people waiting for a bus. One of them looks and watches and curses. Oh, another one is sitting. He's involved in the serious learning Torah. He's so involved in learning Torah. He does a bus, master. He stands there, he's learning. Goes up on the bus, he's learning. It's hardly, you know, he has to be like a blind man. He's totally removed. He's not waiting for a bus. He's never delayed. He's never impatient. So the Rebbe said they were waiting for a bus. It was totally, totally delayed. And all of a sudden there was a noise. And when it's a noise, also he turned his head to see if the bus is coming, but automatically. And then he realized, he turned his head without first consulting, should I turn the head? Because it's tzaddik, Elohim, which is one of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you don't turn your head unless you stand in front of a big king, a big majesty. You stand for a big man. You turn your head just like that? You just spill out the way just like that? You're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu all the time. So yes, so even our generation people at least were busy. This was their talk at least. I mean, we don't know what's going on, but at least we saw something like that. We saw something. Chazan says he never felt hunger in his life. Chazan says I never, he said this is written in his life, but I don't feel any hunger. And they bring me to eat. I realize they're telling me I must eat, so I eat. Now, what does it mean he doesn't feel hungry? He's not a human being. No, as we said, because his all tavas nafsho, all his desires of his body is totally neutralized for his, because it's preoccupied with tavas tzom nafsho le'elokim. All time is a vehicle of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the point I'm asking you, when unfortunately I always bring this physical material muscle. Okay, imagine they tell you stay in line, you're gonna get $1 million cash. And you see $1 million, like you see on your fingertips. You see on your fingertips $1 million. Okay, you see you're involved. You look at $1 million. Feel hunger? Would you feel hunger? No, you wouldn't feel hungry. At nothing at all. You wouldn't feel hungry, nothing at all. Okay? These people, those tzaddikim, they're always enriched with the millions of dollars. And the Kel Choy, you're always involved with everlasting God. Every moment is everlasting. And for them, I want you to know this chachas, the renewalness of every moment, it's just like he was born now. It's a discovery. This is also one of the big things. Those are Havei Hashem, those who love this Hashem, those are always involved in Akoras Elokim to the point that they're always into Oilama Achara Khan, they're always involved in the everlasting world. There's one other sign. There's no monotonous. Monotonous, that's what I say?
Monotony.
There's no monotony in their life. You see, this world is the Oilama Oiver. What is the Oilama Oiver? It's traveling time. So when you go to Israel, sit on the plane. Sit on the plane 10 hours, 11 hours. Become too monotonous. Okay. How long? They have to show you a movie. They have to bring whiskey. They have to bring this. They make it sure that every half hour, different entertainment. Now it becomes monotonous. It becomes airflow. Because you're sitting in a plane. You know, how long can you sit in a plane? This world is an 80-year trip. It's an 80-year trip. It becomes monotonous. So if you live in this world for that, it becomes monotonous. Suppose you sit in a plane to Israel. You're going to Israel. You know you're going to meet Melech HaMashiach there. It will be a moment monotonous. You're excited. Every moment you're excited. You're jumping. You agree? I don't think the 11 hours is going to fly by like a second. If you're anxious, you have something you lose, you're high, you're waiting of all the expectations. So we could understand this guy who's going on Israel, it's an 11 hour trip, and he also meet Melech HaMashiach, and take a lower guy. He's also going to get $100 million. He's going to become, he's getting married, he's going to meet his old fortune. His 11 hours go by, he's over smiling, he's there. Doesn't need entertainment, doesn't need a movie to make his time go by. He's so preoccupied where he's going, what he's reaching, that even if you should show something, he can't even look at it, wouldn't even see, he wouldn't even register what you're showing to him. You could see a movie, not seeing it. He'd not watch it. Those tzaddikim who live in this world in such a passive way, they know this oilam oiver, this world, everything is gone, and he's traveling, and he's reaching oilam akayim, the world which is stay forever, every moment. There's no monotony in their life. This is his chachas. Every moment is a new grab, a new mitzvah, a new purpose. It was worthwhile. As I would say, the mashal, just like it's worthwhile 9 months to be pregnant in order to be born, and the birth, that's your birthday. A man, every moment is born again. Until now, everything was nothing but in a pregnancy to for this moment to be born again. And it's all gone. It's nothing to do with it. You don't think about your pregnancy stage when you were in the pregnancy, when the mother was pregnant with you. This tzaddik finds every moment such a new world, such a new excitement in his findings. He found Hashem again. He found the other mitzvahs, because every second is everything. Everything which could be. And there's the other second. There's no extension of the previous second. It's all gone. This is everything till now. Whatever I find this moment is everything. I found everything. There's a new excitement. Now this moment is gone. Okay, it's all my eternalized. Now God gave you a new moment. A new moment. It's nothing to do with the previous moment. It's such a new excitement with this new moment. To the point that all the previous, which was the goal of life in the past, becomes now the preparation for the future. It's called this chachas. For here, call you menecha kachadoshim, shenoyisel efnecha hayoyim, which I give you today. Torah is nitzchias. Now, in nitzchias, there is this chachas. Nitzchias is multiplication. As you say, you become 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. Now, usually monotony means the longer you go and you don't see any changes, become monotonous. You become impatient. This chachas means you always find new. Now, in monotony, the longer in our position, the more monotonous it becomes. Ischachas means the shorter you are, you're changing, moving on, and the greater changes there is, the greater schachas there is. When you live a life of nitzchis, when you live a life that every moment you're grabbing olam abo, you're only relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a nitzchis, in comparison, living olam hazeh, which is monotonous, because it's an 80-year trip. In nitzchis, everything gets multiplied. Now, multiplied means you're doubling up. Now, the longer you are in the olam, living the olam nitzchis in this olam in the olam over, the duplication becomes double. Because if you lived already, the more double it becomes, the greater this chachas is. So therefore, you could see by scanning the old people, you could see more fire and more simcha and more bittul to the olam hazeh than by young people. You take a young person, fully energetic, fully alert, youngness, youthness, and it's all invested in avodas Hashem. It's beautiful, young avodas Hashem. This man, when he's going to become old, he becomes 100 times more excited. You see, great people, you can see all the simcha on the face. There's no comparison. The same man who is old and is besimcha, the same man when he was young was also besimcha. But the simcha when he's old is much greater. And where is the simcha generated from? What is the simcha generated? Because he finds always his chachas, always finds new. He always finds new. Gvaldik, he always finds more digunukat, a lebedikat, a life. Now, this man is 80 years old, what do you find new? Your physical life, you went back 300 degrees already. You're not the same much as you used to be. You hardly move. But this little thing which he's doing, the physical thing lets him do, you see the excitement of it, is the end time and no comparison to the excitement of anything which is huge at reaching. Why? Because he lives in Nitzchus, and Nitzchus is multiplication, his life is always being multiplied. So the older he is, this multiplication becomes much, much greater. Right? Always doubles up. That's about his chachas. And therefore, when he gets so old that he's ready to die, he says, I don't want to die. You just give me 1 minute, I give you everything away for one moment of life, because this one moment of life is in comparison to everything which has accomplished so far. If you count 1 ton of nitzchias, in 1 second you make it 2 ton. In the other second you make it 4 ton. So every extra second of life. So he gets up in the morning in such a state, says, Moira, Shazatu, which was other day to grab a new Hashem. He doesn't know what to do with Simcha. What could compete in Olam Hazeh with such a type of life, with such a type of simcha? And this is called simchas. Kirva selokim leitayv, this is a simcha. Now, according to this, Madrega, this is the 10th level of Madrega of Boitchim. And that's what he says. Eile eser Madrega sabitochim. Those 10 Madrega sabitochim. And I didn't take the time now to take it apart. He started off with the Moshul. There's 10 Madregas of Madrega sabitochim. The first Madrega was, he's just like the infant when he drinks from the breast of the mother. On what is the infant relying? On the breast, not on the mother. In the breast. You see the infant. Always looks in the mother. Wherever you hold him, should anyone, anything should touch him. He's always looking for the nipple. Mm-hmm. That infant is only relying on. That's the lowest level of bitachon, because he relies only. So he drink coffee. To drink the coffee, so you're relying on the cup, you're relying on a piece of bread. Wait a second, who holds the moitzel lechem? Who gives you the bread? You're so busy. Chaperai. Now there's a high level of bitochen. It's not the breast. It's not the nipple gives me food. My mother gives me food. She's relying on your mother. And then you go further. You're relying on your father. That's the way I itemized it before. There's 10 levels of bitochen until you come to the Medrega Leone. And seemingly, only the Medrega Leone, you come to a position that you don't have to be a mishtar. Why you're a psishe? He says, this is Rabbi Shlomo Singerik. Now, why is this Rabbi Shlomo Singerik? Because he wouldn't waste the time to say, Shama is bringing me food. Because the time he says, Shama is bringing me food. Rabbi Shlomo, this should give me food. Rabbi Shlomo, give me food, because this is Singerik. Because at this moment, thank Rabbi Shlomo, I'm hungry. It's different than you say the Shamas, hey, I'm hungry, bring food. Yet that moment you spoke to the Shamas. Why should I think Shamas I could speak to Hashem? So the Shamas can't bring me food. Only when Hashem makes it to give food. It's my chivay shtalos. Fine, I have a chivay shtalos. But how can I let go of this moment and not to say, Hashem, give me food? If Hashem give me food, I'm talking to Hashem, I'm involved with Hashem. I'm seeing that you're giving up, you're never going to reach this. You're signing off, you know. Obviously, this is a possibility. So he said, is it possible? I said, yeah, I think I know Tzaddik. Give me this star. And so after Ben Zerubo, any one of his seemed to swim. They were totally. I never forget, I went 6 years ago, 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago in Chalamoyd. Chalamoyd Sukkos, I took my children to Eretz Yisrael. And I went in a Shana Rabba in the morning. I told my children, I had an appointment with Rav Shach. And then I took, before that, I took all my children, I took them into the Stifler. It wasn't the time you could go in. It was like Shana Rabba morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. And the door opened up and said, I'm here with my family from America, with my children. I don't want to talk. I don't want to disturb the sniper. All I want to say good job. That's all. I want my children to see him. That's all I want them to see. He says, oh, come in, be quiet. Come in. Just come in. I took us in. So I had a bunch of boys there, and they come in, and took us into the sukkah. The sniper was sitting over the blemer, over the stender. Eyes like this. Also looks up. Looks up. Jump to. Baruch Hashem, he didn't look up right away. It took about a few minutes, 3-4 minutes, until he noticed stuff. Because for these 3-4 minutes, they were looking and watching him. They're watching him. A lion. He walked into you. He grabs like a lion, sits over his grab. Nothing else. He was in study, he walked like that. He looks up, he notices us. Jump to. Boom, back. Like nothing. Doesn't the way he comes, what he comes, children, what he wants. Nothing. Now wasn't his time to take people. Now his time was with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you say a word, nothing. The Odom L'Chaver is also, to say good Yom Tov is also Kodesh Baruch Hu. That he did, but not a moment, not a second. He was just back as he was, like a second. When I went out, I told him, what did you see here? What do you see? I see a Yid holding Torah, holding Hashem. He's not letting go a second. So in such a state, can a man feel hunger at such a stage? He cannot feel hunger. He has to be disturbed. Hey, Tata, you don't have to come, probably, when it's come time of food. You must eat. I must eat. Hashem told me to eat. I have to take care of your body. He can't hold hunger. So there is such a, there is a madrega, there is a level of thing, even into ways, what you have to get. You have to go with steps. But what's happening when you bring a nice steak? I said, Ich has itself gestorben. When I eat, everything is dead. So take two pictures. Take a picture of me the way I eat, which I like. Imagine I'm that hungry and I eat. And imagine the style when he learns. We are the same people. He's just over the Gemara. I'm over my plate. I would say, good chance to go back to my food. And he's back to his Gemara, the same thing. So that's, you are busy with your nipple, with the breast of your mother. That's all. And everything will be stopped. If you say good yontif for a moment, it's a great sacrifice. And he was a great sacrifice, letting go in a second. But the Meister, what makes this growth? Recognition. The more you know, the more you see. The more you're getting there. Says, even Esam Adrei Savitochu, this is the 10 levels of Madrokim, Ashulay Malet, Boteach Ma'achos Mateino. He will not let go one of them. It's like a ladder of 10 steps, which you have to go one by one. You can't jump. You can't bypass one. You can't bypass one. It's 10 madregas, because we all little animals. We all started off with a nipple. We all in relying on the nipple. I see grown up people holding still the nipple. They're still holding the stake. The money. The involved the money. The wild. Odom bohul alma moinoi. Odom bohul alma moinoi. That's a Chazal's expression. Man is petrified. He's all alert of his money. Chas v'shalom can be taken away. And in this Bateach Hashem was a boil al boiroi. He's boil on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's afraid the moment is going to be left. But to grow from the lowest level, from boil al mamayna to boil al boiroi, is 10 steps. And you can't bypass neither one. You have to go one by one climbing them. Mutsonu, Ashur Techman, Mutsonu inyan abitochen. Beloshon HaKodesh, you find the word bitochen is expressed in the language of Loshon HaKodesh, Melitzim Baroi, which talk about bitochen. We find them be'eser milos in 10 expressions, 10 words. Can I get eser madregas to the 10 levels? Ko'ele. Behem. This is all 10 psukim. Miftach, Mishon, Tikvo, Machse, Betocheles, Vechikui, Smicho, Vesever, Misod, Vechosel. And the Tevel Avonim brings all the psukim which you find all of them. Okay? Mishon kwa yesh and Mishon liv, tiku kumeni tikvosi, machse kwa na choyse bi yankel ores, tachalti kwa kwa yashem yeh hoichalti, chiku yi kwa chiku li nium Hashem, smicho, kwa lechon smachti mi boten, vesebe kwa sivri el Hashem el ahov, misa kwa imtion yisodeko, kosel,
Moiki Koshem Yeh Bekislecho. Koshem Yeh Bekislecho. So we find these 10 languages of Bitochen. We find the 10 languages on. Is what, so the Chavis Avodah says those must be the 10 different, since there's two, the 10 different Madregas in Bitochen to climb from the 1 to 10, and those are the 10 different things. But Elokim Semeinu Min HaBoit Chumol, because Baruch Hu should make us, put us, that we should be really rely on Hashem. When him saw him the Dina, which is totally given over to the Dina of Hashem, Beniro Ibanis, the inside and outside, Berachmav, in his great Rachmones, Omen. Nishlam Shara Bitochen, Lekeil Ach, Nishlam, since he's lost, Nishlam Shara Bitochen, we finish the gate of Bitochen, Lekeil Achlan Verishon. Now, this is already Maraldik and Chabadik. When you see the 10 Madregas of Bitochen, I see the 10 languages. Milamata Lamaila, let's go Milamaila Lamata, it's a bit Kabbalistic this. What would you say is the highest Madrega of Bitochen? We learned it, just learned. What's the lowest Madrega of Bitochen? Kegomel Ali Imi. That's the infant on the mother's arm, which is totally, has Bitochen on who? On the nipple. As a little infant. Now you look at it as the first, at the beginning. But not the beginning, it's nothing. This Bateach, which you just said now, this real Bateach, Madrega Bitochen, which you just spoke, the highest level of Madrochel, how does he express himself with a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Just like the infant with the nipple. You take the highest, he's with the beginner. Where you start, it goes back in the side. And this is called Kosel. Mm-hmm. Kosel means also Ksil, Loshen Fool. When you would take any civilized person, and he would see the picture which I just illustrated before, as we saw Shai and Abba the stifler. We were sitting on the think any civilized person, look at it. This man is primitive. The man is insane. The man doesn't know what he's doing. What? This guy is crazy. Right? That's what they, why? Because you see a grown up person, an old grown up person, acting with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, with a Torah, like the little infant acting to the nipple. See, you ever hold a little infant in your hand, it's born, the nipple. There's no commander, no father, no mother, there's nothing there. The nipple. He can't let go, He's always hungry for the nipple. That's the way the stifler. You saw him, that's the way he's handling. With a kushbok is his nipple. Kigomel ale imoy. And that's the highest, it says 10 languages of Bitochen. Now, it's not coincidental, but the way he says, miftoch, mishon. I don't know which one is the highest. The grossest mishon is higher than miftoch. L'chayr, you go with step, Miftach is the smallest, that's Bateach, that's the smallest level. Mishon is the next, Tikva is even high, Machs is even high. Kosel is the highest, not Kosel should be the lowest. Ksil, fool. Yes, the one is Bateach and Hashem, to such extent, he looks like a fool. In this world, he's a fool. He's so removed from this world, and he acts so childish, so foolish, just like the infant is acting to the nipple of his mother. Now the nipple of the mother, that was the lowest level of Bateach. As he explained, the 10 Madregas of Bitochen, the lowest thing is just like the infant who drinks from the nipple, and if the infant could talk, says, who feeds you? The nipple feeds you. Thank you, nipple, loves the nipple, ignores the mother. High level, you recognize the nipple is not the nipple, it's the nipple's the mother's nipple, the mother is feeding you, she's thanking the mother. A higher thing, the father. Father is bringing money for the mother and goes further high. Those are the highest level of recognition where the food is coming from. But Lemay said that beginning, the question comes now, why did Hashem make so that we have to grow under these 10 Madregas? We have to start to rely first on the nipple of the mother. Because our graduation, our Kegomul Aleimu, when you reach the highest Madrega, we're talking Kodesh Baruch Hu, you acted the Kodesh Baruch Hu as you acted as a little child with the nipple of your mother. Therefore, Kosel happens to be the 10th Madrega of Bitochen. Because that's where this, the picture of the statue of Mamasha presented this Kosel. It doesn't mean anything else. Of course, such a person is totally repulsive of a mishtabla. He means suicide to be a mishtabla. He's so repulsive of to live this monotonous, to do this monotonous business and doing it. It's not productive. It's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, but how can you let go of Kodesh Baruch Hu? This person is like a totally potter. Totally potter of mishtabla. Isn't the infant potter of mishtabla? The infant doesn't do anything. Nothing. And everything. He has to burk, you make him burk. He don't even let him burk on his own. The mother feeds him and then puts him on the shoulders. It makes him burk. He has no, it's no chiv of ishtavus whatsoever. So is this highest level of it. Kigomel ale imi. And it's beauty. You take the lowest with the highest and connect them and they act like the highest.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.